I'm Peter Biello with VPR News. State health officials say 7 children and 1 adult at Charlotte Central School have tested positive for tuberculosis. The news comes after a staff member was discovered to have an active case of the disease earlier in the month. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
Health Commissioner Harry Chen emphasized at a news conference that the positive tests do not represent an ongoing threat to public health because they only indicate infections, not active cases of the disease in its contagious stage.
I want to make it really clear at this point, there is only 1 case of active tuberculosis, and that's the original case.
Tuberculosis comes in 2 forms, active disease or latent infection. People with an active case of the disease often have a persistent cough, and tuberculosis can spread when another person breathes in an area where a person with the disease is coughing. Once it is spread, though, tuberculosis takes the form of an infection. These can last for years without symptoms, and TB infections aren't contagious. All 8 of the new Vermont cases are thought to be infections, not active disease. State epidemiologist Patsy Kelso says the state will follow up with more evaluation of those who tested positive.
The next steps after a positive skin test are a medical evaluation by a healthcare provider and a chest x-ray, and those are to ensure that the individual is not already sick with TB disease.
Anyone with an infection can cure it through a 9-month course of antibiotics, eliminating the chance of the infection developing into an active case of the disease. At Charlotte Central School, 132 students and 18 adults were tested for TB using a skin swab after the initial case was reported. With the 8 positive tests, health department officials plan to test the rest of the student body soon. In addition, the health department will wait 8 to 10 weeks, then retest everyone from the original 150 whose results came back negative. Officials said that's because it can take weeks for someone to test positive after initial exposure to TB. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.